When refugees resettle in the U.S., Washington State consistently ranks as a top destination. Every year, the state welcomes in some 2,000 new arrivals. Refugees come here to escape persecution or conflict in their home countries in places like Somalia or Iraq. Once they land in the Northwest, their struggles are often far from over. Increasingly, many wind up homeless. But it can be a tough problem to measure, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
High five.
Inside Mary's Place Day Shelter in downtown Seattle, it looks like a women's locker room, daycare, and cafeteria all merged into one. The activity is constant.
So they're just bringing out lunch now.
The daily crowd here usually includes about 80 women and children who are homeless.
There is pork in the beans. Baked beans have pork.
The cook warns about pork in one of the dishes. That's a concern for an increasing number of refugees here who don't eat certain meats for religious or cultural reasons.
Lunch and dinner, it's okay for food, no problem. Only home problem.
With a playful smile, a refugee named Sarah says the food here is fine. Her only problem, she says, is finding a home. Sarah's two younger kids play nearby. Her older two are at school. And her husband's out looking for work.
Yeah, I'm needed to go in.
Without a translator on hand, Sarah struggles to explain her life here. She tells me her family came to the U.S. from Ethiopia 6 years ago, and they recently moved from Minnesota to Seattle in search of better jobs.
Where do you sleep at night?
Night, I don't know name. A little bit long, I'm going bus.
Sarah describes a shelter where her family slept for the past few weeks. They get up at dawn and take public transit all over the place, to school, social services, and job hunting. It's difficult, she says.
Too hard, shelter. Yeah.
As if on cue, her two-year-old son crashes off his chair to the tile floor.
Marie wanted to meet with you real quick. She has a potential job.
Liz McDaniel started working at Mary's Place 4 years ago. Back then, homeless refugee families would trickle in. Now, she says about one out of every four families has refugee status. The shelter is on pace to serve about 400 families this year.
I've seen it building slowly, but really it's taken a huge upswing in the last year.
McDaniel sees a few reasons for the increase. This is one of the only shelters that take entire families, and word has spread in the refugee network. Plus, the recession seems to be dragging on longer in this community.
What?
Ball.
Run?
Ball, ball.
You want a ball.
Staff at Mary's Place have felt the cultural shift as they tackle language barriers, ethnic differences, and even their own guidelines about food donations.
Our protocol has always been for the last 14 years, if there's protein, you take it. And now we look and we say it's protein, but it's pork. Do we still take it?
McDaniel says some refugee families wind up here after only a few weeks or months in the U.S. Before that, many endured long stretches at a refugee camp.
And then they get here expecting someone to take care of them, someone to say, you know, it's okay, there's a place for you here, and the reality is there isn't.
In South Seattle, a few dozen refugees take part in an English class at RIWA, the Refugee Women's Alliance.
Metro train.
The nearly 30-year-old organization provides classes, social services, and resources to refugees in King and Snohomish counties. Samira Amirfaz is the group's director. Just like at Mary's Place, Amirfaz says they've also seen a spike in homeless refugees.
We realize that the number is just skyrocketing because even in 2008 and previous to that, we knew that there were homeless refugees and immigrants, but not to this extent.
Amirfaz says they've assisted nearly 2,000 homeless refugees in the past 2 years. Seeing this growing need, RIWA applied for several new grants to add more homeless services. Only a little money came through. This brings up a frustrating challenge for RIWA and similar agencies. Potential funders say, show me the numbers, but there's very little data about homeless refugees, partly because nobody seems to be in charge of tracking it. On the federal census, there's no checkbox for refugee. In King County, the annual homeless count did show a steady increase in refugees in recent years, but then, in 2011, the survey stopped specifically tracking them.
I refer to refugees and immigrants as the invisible minorities.
Well, we only keep tabs on them, so to speak, while they're on public assistance. Once you're off assistance, we don't see you. So you're sort of invisible to us.
That's Tom Medina. He's chief of the State Office of Refugee and Immigrant Assistance.
You know, people come to me and say, well, how many refugees are in Washington State? And I say, well, I don't know. And they look at me, well, you're the refugee coordinator. Well, we're not Big Brother.
Part of Medina's job is to help determine how many refugees the state can handle. He looks at factors like unemployment, available public funds, and housing costs. Medina says the volunteer resettlement agencies want the state to boost its intake.
And I've been holding them off, too, because the economy is a little bit tenuous right now. And until we see a stronger upward movement in that, I don't want to bring refugees into the state to see them fail.
Medina struggles to explain why some recent arrivals would end up homeless. He says the state requires local resettlement agencies to have housing for every refugee placed here. New refugees are also eligible for government assistance. But Medina points out those cash grants are minimal, less than $400 a month for a family of two. Medina's agency does track some data about homeless refugees, but he says it's far from comprehensive. Still, those numbers also show a slight increase during the recession. Regardless of whether more refugees are, in fact, ending up homeless, Medina says the solution is not to shut the door on new arrivals, but rather to find a better way to meet their needs when they land here.
When we bring them here, we put them on a welfare system that's aimed at U.S. citizens that have fallen on hard times. It is not a good fit for refugees, and they probably don't know what hit them.
For many new refugees, their federal assistance runs out in just 8 months. So once they arrive, the countdown clock is ticking to learn English, find a job, and become self-sufficient in a foreign world they now call home. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.